Thomas Perez heads the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department. While touring the Milwaukee area today, he met with leaders of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. He was asked about the tougher hate crimes law passed by Congress last year and whether police in suburban and rural areas would be fully trained on using the law. Perez says training programs are on the way.
This isn't just an arrow for the federal government in our prosecutorial quiver. This is an arrow for all law enforcement, and that's the message we're seeking to communicate.
Perez also says he worries about hate crimes being committed against undocumented citizens and the potential for victims not reporting the crimes out of fear of being deported. But he says the Justice Department has partnered with faith and community groups to prosecute human trafficking cases, and there are laws on the books to protect undocumented people from violence. Perez also met with a disabled community to highlight his push to give more disabled people full access to the internet. He says online merchants would gain customers.
As the population ages, the number of people with disabilities is on the rise, and it's not simply a matter of a legal and moral imperative. It is going to be in the economic self-interest.
As one example, Perez says Amazon.com has agreed to make the Kindle book reader accessible to the visually impaired. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.